many thanks to God again because of this beautiful time that the Lord has given us. It has been a very good day since morning, seeing the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ revealed in the scriptures. Christ has been revealed in the scriptures, again has been exalted in the preaching of his word. When we are preaching the gospel at the same time, we do exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there is no way that one can preach the gospel without honoring, exalting, magnifying Christ Jesus. So if you are preaching but there is no exaltation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which means that is not preaching but just speaking of words. Because the content of the preaching is the exaltation of our Lord Jesus Christ. If one stands and starts preaching the same time, he is exalting Christ Jesus. How can one exalt Christ? You preach Christ, the exact Christ, who he is, where he is as of now, why he came into this world, he died for whom? If you know all these things, where exactly Christ was crucified, it's when you see that in you there is nothing good but Christ is worthy to be exalted. But it is only one whom Christ has been revealed to that can manage to preach in that word. Because there is multitude of people, and then you go to the church gathering, the house of gathering, they are using the same Bible, using the same songs. Even on their lips, they use the same names that you do use. They can speak the word of grace, righteousness, justification. But if there is no Christ that is revealed in the scriptures, it's not the preaching, it's not the gospel. So many thanks to God for making us able to see Christ of the scriptures revealed in the scriptures. Because it's not of us, it's not from us, but it's from God, and it's God who made it to be so. So he revealed Christ to us so that we should see him, who he is, and how he made it to be in that way of revealing himself to us. We have been in the book of John, chapter 18, for some months. Only on Sunday, last Sunday, we were on verse 38 of the same book of John. Verse 38 we read whereby it says, Pilate said unto him, what is the truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto him, I find in him no fault at all.
Here
we see that Christ is the truth, and in the truth there is no fault.
So because
there is no fault in the truth, it is shown fully that it is only Christ who is holy and without fault.
Well,
the scriptures simply shows that nothing is righteous in this world except Christ, the
crucifier.
Today, verse 39 of John chapter 18. Whereby it says, but ye have a custom. The custom was with the Jews, that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews?
Verse number 39. Komunao makaliwe akuti nima masulira inu mbozi ba Pascha. Kodi mufuna tsono kuti ndimasulira inu mfumu ya Yuda.
So you can see that Pilate was not a Jew.
Ndipo ana kuti Pilato si Muyuda.
But he is having a quotation from the Jews' custom.
Koma akufuna anze kuchokera akana kukana kulingalira pa chikhalidwe cha Yuda.
That in Jews' custom, during this time, there is a releasing of Sabbath.
Kuti kulingana ndi chikhalidwe cha Yuda, nthawi iyi pamakhala kumasulidwa kwa Mulungu.
The releasing of Sabbath was the bounding of Sabbath too.
Ndekuti kumasulidwa kwa Mulungu inayo pakhala kumangidwa kwa Mulungu ina.
So he come to the Jews according to your custom, who is to be released from this bondage as of today, as of now. So you can see that even Pilate is honoring the custom of the Jews. But even though he was honoring the Jews, Pilate was not a Jew. And there was a great enmity between the Jews and the Gentiles. But it was the death of Jesus Christ that brought this two groups together. Because without this, there would have no any fellowship between themselves. So Pilate asked them, whom should I release for you? Because it is worth it for somebody to be released. When we go to the genesis of the history of the Jews, we see that Christ was prophesied to come in this world. The scriptures has been saying about the coming of him. And the whole Old Testament was picturizing the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the specific time of his coming is the thing that these people were not knowing. Now let us see the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see that the
tichiona kuti dzikuyamba ndi Mulungu kwa mzimayi amene ali wosabelekapo Maria.
The Virgin Mary met with the favor of God.
Ndipo mzimayi amene Maria ndi amene analandira kuonereredwa kwa Mulungu.
And God established his righteousness in the womb of the Virgin Mary.
Ndipo Mulungu adakhazikitsa chiyero chake mwa Maria.
And made kept the righteousness of God inside her womb.
Ndipo Maria adasunga chiyero chake cha Mulungu mimba mwake.
Until the appropriate, the exact time of delivery. When we go into the book of Isaiah, it speaks that Christ is the Prince of Peace. If they say he's the Prince of Peace, it means he is the King. These scriptures prophesying that Christ is the King of his own people.
Maremba amanena Yesu Kristo ndi mfumu ya watu wake.
Now, when Christ were to be born in this world, God puts Christ in the womb of the Virgin Mary.
Ndipo kuti Yesu abadwa pachikondwero lapansi, Mulungu adakutenga Yesu ndi kumuyika mlimba mwa mzimayi Maria.
And Mary kept the fruits, kept the righteousness, kept the holiness of God in her womb.
Ndipo Maria adasunga chipatsocho, chipatsi chinali choyera mimba kwa mayi wake.
This doesn't mean that Mary was holy before God.
Koma izi zikutaonyesa kuti Mariayo anali woyera.
It's God, according to his wish, that makes this woman to keep, this righteousness in her womb.
Koma ndi Mulungu amene adakonda kuti mzimayi uyu akonda kusunga chiyero chimenechi mimba mwake.
And God made it clear during the time of delivery that the woman delivered his son, who is prophesied to be the King of Jews.
Ndipo Mulungu alipaka kuchewuri mzimayi upande wake yakuchira akukonza kuchira ndi kubereka mwana wamuna amene mbuye adalonjeza kuti adzakhala mfumu.
Now the king has born.
Ndiye mfumu yabadwa.
The king is in the world.
Ndiye kuti mfumu ili pa dziko.
God, the same God, revealed in this gospel to the magi, the wise men from the east, to see Christ, who is the King of Jews, who has born.
Ndiye mfumu yemweyo akuonetsera kubadwa kwa mfumuyo kwa anthu anzeru akummawa.
And the Bible says these mad people, the wise men, saw a star in the heaven, in the star, and they followed the star.
Ndiye mfumu yemweyo kuti anthu awo akummawa anaona nyenyezi ndipo anayamba kuyitsatira.
They followed the star until up to the country that is promised to be born the King of Jews.
Ndipo adakhalamwa nyenyeziyo mpakana mu dziko limene adalonjezedwa kuti mfumuyo idzabadwirapo.
But this doesn't mean that they were only these mighty people that were living in the east area.
Koma sizikutanthauza kuti kummawa kudalapo kawa anzeru.
There were many people that blessed were the eyes of these three that saw the star that is preaching the body of Christ different from other stars.
Kunali anthu ambiri mbiri koma odala ndi iwo anthu akapiyawa amene adayiona nyenyesiyo imene ena onse sadayiona.
When these mad people were following the star, there was many stars in heaven, but this star was very special, different from other stars.
Koma pamene anthu awa amasadya nyenyeziyi kumwamba kuti nyenyezi ambiri mbiri koma iyokha ndiyapaderadera.
So they followed the star because it is taking the gospel of the body of Christ Jesus into this world.
Ndipo anayitsara nyenyeziyo popezera nyenye uthenga yakubadwa kwa mfumu mu dziko lapansi.
But what marvels me most is that When the star met the house of the physical king of the world, it disappeared. Because when we read Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, downward size,
verse 1
says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem.
Verse 2. Ndipopa kubata kwake kwa Yesu Bethlehem wa Judea, masiku a Herode mfumu, onani anzeru akumawa arapia wa Yerusalemu.
Here is speaking about the burning of Christ, the coming of God in the body. There was a king in Judea by the name Herod.
Aba akukamba za kubadwa kwa mfumu. Kubadwa kwa Mungu patsiwa pakumutupi ndipaona kuti kwali kumutsa wake Herodi.
And again they are speaking about the wise men that follows the body of Christ, the coming of God, sees God.
Ndipo akukamba za nzeru akumawa amene anaona kubadwa kwa Yesu Kristu mutupi.
So they were only these wise men that had this gospel, the left from the east, never saw the star.
Jebuti akumawose, nukawa wazera kumawa, amina aone nye ziyo, ena wose star aone.
The star is lazy, why no? There is a physical king ruling in position.
Jipo nye ziyo ikuoneka, pamele kari kumu, ibine kula mwiyakare, patawi mene.
The star never waits for the dying of the king, physical king in the right. It is rising while the king is in leadership. Now verse 2 says, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
Verse 2. Nati, alikuja amene anabadwa mfumu ya Ayuda, chifukwa tinaona nyenyezi yake kumawa ndipo tinadzera kudzalandira iye.
So here there is two kings now.
Jeuri apa tsopano pali mafumu awiri.
There is a first king by the name of Herod, the king of Judea, physical king.
Apa ndekuti pali mfumu yoyamba imeli Herod, mfumu ya Ayuda, mfumu imene inayoonekera kutupi.
But there is another king, the king of Jews, but not seen with physical eyes.
Yeah, but there is a kumuina, kumuyayuda, even a sima onega, dimaso.
This king of Jews is preaching his kingship through the rising of the star to the mighty people, the wise men.
Wamana kumuyi, ikuonega, kutela kunyenye timena onega,
because we see that they say, for we have seen his star, meaning the star was his, and he was preaching about him. And if the star has been risen, it makes one to see the Christ revealed in the scriptures, and you bow and worship. These are the only wise men that manages bow and worship the Christ because of his power that has revealed the Christ. Verse 3. When Herod the king had these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
Verse 3.
Here it shows that the coming of Christ physically was not known by the merchants that living in Jerusalem, including the king Herod.
Apa zikuonesha kuti kuonekera kwa Yesu Kristo sikunali kuonekera kwa kuti kumesikunaoneka kwa mfumu Herod.
Verse 4 says, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he commanded all of them where Christ should be born. Here now you see that the Mark people is asking the king of Jews' body, why are here now they are saying that Christ that is to be born? Now here it shows that these Mark people were asking about Christ. That Christ is God in flesh, but King of Jews. Verse 5 says, and they said unto him in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets.
Verse number 5.
These are the high priests, the chief priests, the scribes that told King Herod that in Bethlehem, Judea, where you are the king ruling, there is a scripture that has been written in from within the Old Testament that Christ will be born from.
Awa anali anzeru wa mfumu, amina matanda uzina mfumu maremba, amina kutusa kumulina kuti, mundi ya imene kuli mungu Bethlehemu, mutaka mabaroso mfumu ina, imene ikareso Bethlehemu mungu.
Verse 6 says, and thou Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, and not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, that shall rule my people,
oh, Israel. Verse number 6
says, and in thou Bethlehem, that is the village where Christ was born, in the land of Judah, art thou not the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Verse number 6. Ibo iwe Bethlehem, kumene Yesu Kristo anabadia, ziko la Yudea, takara posa wa ngono ngono laku wa Yudea, pakutoto kwalela atajoke na maiwe, amina adoweza mwanga.
This is the prophet Micah that was prophesying about Jerusalem, about Bethlehem.
I'll
read it from Micah chapter 5, verse 2.
The boy is the most better from Micah chapter 5, verse number 2.
Here it is fully showing the coming of Jesus Christ into this world, that he is the king worthy to be worshipped. So much the people are to worship Christ as the king. Let us go back to the book of John chapter 18 that we are following. Whereby verse 39 it says, but ye have a custom that I should reach unto you one at the Passover. So Pilate is asking that, should I release you the king of Jews?
nekuti Pilato akufuza kuti kodi ndikumasulira nemfumu ya Ayuda.
Pilate was not speaking out of senses. He was speaking because the whole Old Testament points to Christ as the King of Jews.
Pilato sizamangu angu azivisa mulungu wake ayi koma ama ankula zimene chipangano chakale chaye chanena Yesu Kristu ndiye mfumu ya Ayuda.
And when Pilate was speaking to the Jews, said, "Yes, Christ, whom I want to release for you, he is the King of you."
Ndipo Pilato amafuna aonetsere kuti Yesu uyu munthu kutufa ndi mmasule ndi mfumu koma yeye moyo.
But speaking about the kingship of Christ Jesus to the Jews, it was like blasphemy now.
Komana kukamba za ufumu wa Yesu Kristu kwa Ayuda wakaenda kuzosa enea.
And it was like it is a forbidden thing. And if somebody can speak that Christ is the King among the Jews, then he is on fire. Then if he answered that right away, that we don't have a king like this one. Because the Jews never recognized Christ as their king. But the scriptures, from right away from the beginning, God is pointing Christ as the only king of the Jews. And Pilate is saying fully that Christ is the king. But the religion is denying that Christ is their king. Here we saw that the religion would never accept Christ as their king. They would never accept Christ as the only and worthy said to be exalted. They would never accept Christ to be the only one worthy and deserved to be glorified among the gathering. I'm speaking about the religion. Those that bought the Bibles, they go to the gathering houses, they preach about the word of God. The same people that preaches the oracles of God are denying that Christ is the King of them. That's how there is an enmity between the religion and Christ, the gospel. Religion will never accept Christ as the true gospel revealed in the scriptures. They will never stand to honor Christ Jesus as the only one worthy to be honored. They only follow their own wills and think to be honored by themselves. May God help us and see Christ as the only one worthy to be exalted. Because it is only Christ Jesus who is worthy to be exalted and magnified. So Pilate is saying, because the 8th Pilate was meeting with the Christ and the Jews. It was like he was a mediator between the Jews and Christ. Now there is a custom among the Jews that during this time there is bounding of somebody and releasing of somebody. What makes one to be released? It was the Passover that was in front of them. Because it says the whole verse of chapter 39 of 18 of John. But ye have a custom. were established the custom that I should reach unto you one at the Passover. Ye therefore that I reach unto you the King of the Jews. So here we saw that whatever Pilate is speaking here is a quotation from the Old Testament that Christ is the King of Jews. And there is no any mistake. Everything is very neat and beautiful, very according to the way it was expected that Christ is the King of Jews. Number two, there is a question. Should I release and tell you the King of Jews? Now, it means there is two people here. There is a King of Jews, and there is somebody in custody. But between these two, there is the Passover. The Passover is there asking one to be out. And the same Passover is commanding somebody to be bound. So because people were not knowing the exact Christ who he is, they don't know that Christ of the scriptures is the original Passover that them celebrates. They have been celebrating the Passover year. They were not knowing that they are waiting for the exact Passover that will come unto them. Now, when Christ came, he is the true Passover. He is the Passover. But he is in the temple. People are not knowing him. Now, the people has bound Christ.
They are who among us.
And have taken Christ to Pilate. But they are refraining themselves to enter into the courtroom because they are waiting to have a Passover. They say that we can't enter into the courtroom because we need not to be defiled. Without knowing that Christ, whom they have bound and escorted into the courtroom, he is the original Passover. And they were not knowing that there is a law from Exodus chapter 12 whereby a ram is to be bound. So the bounding of Christ to a pilot was the fulfilling of bounding the ram where ready to be slaughtered. So it was working like drama while they are fulfilling whatever the scriptures has already commanded and said in the Old Testament. The Old Testament says everybody should have the lamb without blemish, without spot, and come to God, come to the gathering ready to be slaughtered. To be the mirror. That picturizes Christ as a mirror. In that spotless of the Lamb picturizes Christ as the Holy One. The Bible says the Lamb should be caught, should be bound, ready for the day to be crucified, to be slaughtered. Here the people has bound Christ. And Christ to the courtrooms to where forever, but well kept. They kept Christ without creating a loophole whereby he can run away from it. They were not knowing that the keeping suffering of Christ until the day of slaughtering, crucified, was the keeping of the wrath purely, seriously, carefully, waiting for the time of slaughter. So, it has taught us everybody should have his own lamb, worth it to be slaughtered and eaten. So it was like this. People have bowed Christ. Christ is the lamb.
Yes, you are the lamb.
And has taken the lamb to the place ready to be slaughtered. Before they slaughtering the lamb, they are leaving the lamb inside the courtroom and say, we'll be outside. Without knowing that in the house, in the courtroom, is not the place for the lamb to be slaughtered or to be in that staying. Because the lamb was not worth it to be kept, but worth it to be slaughtered. Christ was not worthy to be in custody, he was worthy to be crucified. So, Christ is the only one worthy to be slaughtered, but they rushed themselves to the Passover without knowing that the one we have left behind, he is the Passover.
Yesu Christ anasungirwa kuti apelekere posacho Yesu Christ lepaska imene anthu amayenera kuti akuyidikira.
Now Pilate is asking them again, requesting the person.
Inago akuli kubwezera sofuso.
Christ is the King of Kings.
Yesu Christ ndi mfumu ya mafumu.
He is the King of Jews.
Ndi mfumu ya Yuda.
Again, he is the Passover.
Iyeyo ndiye Paska.
Now, according to the custom.
Ndiye kulinga ndi chikhalidwe.
If there is a Passover, there is a releasing of one who was bound. The bounded will never be bound if the Passover is there. So he asked them, according to the law, should I release Christ the King from the custody? Which means this question is fully saying that, according to my own understanding, Christ is not worthy to be released, but is worthy to be crucified because he is the releasing of the one who has already bound him before the founding of Christ. That is Barnabas. Let us look to verse 40. Then cried they all again, meaning the masses of people, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.
Verse number 40. Come on, Kula, so Nanena, the Kuros in the middle. See you, Kumabaraba, Kumabaraba, and I watch you from back.
Not this man.
What's that you?
Not this man.
What's that you do?
Now, put these two words.
Yep.
Put these words.
Yep, swing the Mawaya.
The first word, not this man.
Mawaya, what's that you do?
The second man. Barabbas was a robber.
Church Willy, Baraba, and I want you for a.
So how can you weigh these two? Because the way people are speaking, asking Christ to be bound, it is like He is just nobody. He is a victim. They even failed to name his name. They just said, this man. Like just a mere person without reputation. The one having a name that is not worthy to be named, the man is a Jew. If it were you name his name among the gathering people would
be bound
with. Never they rubbed this name to be named among the gathering. And if this name has been named among the gathering, that person who named this is for danger. They just said that this man, even failing to name his name, this man, but they were knowing even his birth of this man. They were knowing that he was born from this family of Mary and Joseph. Even naming the physical name of this man is the thing that they
failed.
It's because in their heart there was a great enmity against him. And they just say, put this man. But to Barabbas they said Barabbas. The name of Barabbas is named among their
gathering.
And they are named with loud voice Barabbas to be set free. A person that is having a name that is with the qualification that he is a lover, they love me to name that name. But when we go into the whole history of Christ Jesus while on earth, we hear that Christ never sinned against God. There was no sin that Christ is sinned in this world. There was no place whereby these people found Christ sinning. Instead of honoring the sinless person, they are just saying this man. Now they are turning to the sinful person, the robber. A person that has sinned, and their eyes witness their sinning is sinning. But they are asking that name like it's a name worth it to be named among the
gathering.
The whole multitude of people agreed to name the name of the lover without naming the name that is worth it to be named. But just to say, this is just a man. Why Christ was to be named just a man? He had without any glory to these Jews and this religion. There was nobody that can stand and honor this name. Let me challenge you, brothers and sisters, as of now, that you are hearing me speaking. Never expect the people to worship and honor the Christ whom you are believing and preaching. To the multitude of people, the Christ to whom you are preaching is just a man. That's why other states of Christ, just like a prophet. Others that just see Christ just like a son of a carpenter. Others that just see Christ as just a messenger. God blessed is the eye that see Christ of the scripture. Because you never see him as the way people see
him.
Because people see Christ as just a man. Here we see the religion see Christ as just a man. This man. We need the lover, not this man. Expect the religion to be agreeing to point against this man. Expect the religious groups of people who meet together against this gospel because it is not honoring them, but it. They will just see that this is a man. This man. Just a man. A man of sorrow who died on the cross was called just a man. A man that came with a sinless life in life. And the one that set the people on the cross. People agreed just to call him just a man. Why do you expect people to honor you? Why are you expecting people to name your name during the gathering? Don't expect people to worship you or even to name your name. The gospel that you are preaching is that gospel that makes people just to see what you are preaching as foolish. Because as we are crossing the service of today, Romans chapter 1, 18 says, chapter 1, verse 18 says of Romans,
Romans 1, verse number 18.
I'll start from verse 16.
Verse number 16.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Aroma chapter 1, verse number 16. Bagurutemu wakuno suni jita manyansi, bagurutemu ulimhavu ya mungu ya usamutu aliense wa ufubira. Kuyambina muyuda, kiposo mkerele.
For therein is the lusciousness of God revealed from birth to birth, as it is written, the just shall reap by faith.
Pakuti mene moja ulitura chirunga moja mungu, chakuchokera kuchikurupiro, kuhosa kuchikurupiro, munga kwale merwa, kuma mungu wa munga ma, atukane moyo kuchikurupiro.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Verse number 18.
They hold the truth in unrighteousness. The 17th, lusciousness of God is revealed from past to past. Verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the salvation of the elect. If they said I'm not ashamed, it means it's the shame of the gospel that people will be ashamed with. But blessed is the person whom Christ
mutengo chitsa manyazi koma kwa vana vakandiro tengawo so chitsa manyazi
who are those who are not ashamed of the gospel
ndiyaka amutengawo so chitsa manyazi
these are only the people that the righteousness of God will be revealed from past to present and told them
our only want who amene ulemera kwa Mungu utotsedwa kwa vana kuchikupiriro kosi so chikupiriro.
The last verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18.
Verse 1 Corinthians chapter number 1.
Verse 18.
Verse number 18.
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Verse number 18, 1 Corinthians 1. Pakuti mau antanga ali kuti mchopusa kwa iwa utaika. Koma kwa ika mene tili kukuru mutsirwa ali mpavu.
Blessed is the preaching of the foolish gospel to others, but the power of God to others.
Ora itika na mnari kwa utengao, umenu mchopusa kwa ina, umaso olemina kwa ina.
The religion will see the gospel as foolish.
And
the erected people see the gospel as
foolish.
But the erect to see this gospel as very powerful, the power of God, very useful, very beautiful, very meaningful, and the only message worth it believe. This man is just a man. People are failing even to name his name. So blessed is the one that can name his name. Because it is only God who made one to name him.
Chifani mumbieka amena mampanga wina kuti akare wosozi wa jina.